Julie Hersey from Petersburg, Alaska. And the first time I heard the poetry of Rumi, I was sitting next to a rocky tide pool in Hawaii, and I'd been in the water snorkeling among these beautiful corals and fish. And our friends opened their book bag or their beach bag and brought out this book of Rumi's poems. It was a beautiful illustrated book, and they started reading his poetry, and it just opened a world to me as full of life and vibrant colors, the reef. And since then, his words have followed me through my days, and I have his verses written on my office wall and in my book of favorite poems. And when I'm writing letters to friends, I include some of his lines. And whenever I read Rumi now, the poetry is infused with that same sunlight and salt and the warm breezes on the first day that I heard his name. I have a poem here that's one of my favorites of his. He says, "Keep walking, though there's no place to get to. Don't try to see through distances. That's not for human beings. Move within, but don't move the way fear makes you move. Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground." What this poem means to me is just the approach that we have to our lives, that every day we move from one piece of holy ground to another, and that we need to be aware of this beautiful world around us and be present to it and the beauty that's here, and not get caught up in our to-do list and the things we should be doing.